Yes.
Yeah, there was a few wardrobe malfunctions. So
and I got some cute shirts, and I can't wait to wear them.
Mm-hmm.
And
then we did the podcast. Then we went to Big Fatty's.
An episode of The Gays.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't remember what we talked about. We probably talked about the nip.
Well, the same thing we're doing right now, like how our vacation was going and what we did and blah, blah, blah. And how's Charleston?
About how I told the nip he was a 9 out of 100.
Oh.
Big Fatty made me say it.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine because the nip won't listen to this show.
We hope not.
He won't find us.
Mm.
So that was Saturday, and it was nice to see Big Fatty again before we...
Yes, give him a big hug. Thank him.
I really like him. I wish we would have gotten to know him better when we were in New Orleans the first time.
Oh, I know. Nice guy. Super nice guy. I know. He's wonderful as far as I'm concerned.
He's very charming. We don't deserve him.
Mm-mm.
Well, don't get carried away.
We are trashy trailer park drunks.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty online.
We probably talked about the nip.
I really like him.
We don't deserve him.
Mm-mm.
Well, don't get carried away. He was a 9 out of 100.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 425 of the BFO for Monday the 10th of July. 2023, y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's been busy this weekend. Big Fatty, we can't wait to hear all about it. Downpourers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, we have had, it's the typical summertime weather. We're just getting it a little earlier than normal. We usually get this like in August or September, but we're getting it. We're getting it early. It's the popcorn showers that just pop up in the afternoons, except y'all, These have been very strong. Y'all, we're just having downpours. And, some places are getting like 3 to 5 inches of rain in a very short period of time. And the villa on Saturday? On Saturday, y'all, we got, and I mean, they last longer than just a little popcorn shower, but y'all, we got a drenching, and on Thursday, y'all, we got another one on Thursday. Y'all knocked the electricity out. Yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of like.
Uh-oh. And I blown the whole neighborhood again.
See, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Friday little show. I mentioned that we had the power go out. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounded like you blew the whole neighborhood. Well, no, not on Thursday. But anyway, y'all, before I go any further, y'all, the old gal, y'all, you remember the old gal. She used to do that little show out there in Walnut Hills. Y'all, she posted, you know, I mentioned that, she had, posted something about, what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know, that she posted something about the you know, the state of America right now and how it's, you know, really nothing to celebrate. And you know, I agreed. But y'all, she posted a comment over there on the BFO. And y'all, I just got to give it to the old gal. Y'all, she posted it. And the e-letter came in from the old gal. And it just put a smile on my face. And y'all, sometimes it's just the little things. Oh yes, Big Patty, the little things like the old gal. Well, maybe not so little. But anyway, y'all, it was quite a normal day on Thursday. Y'all on for right. I've been splitting my nipple walks up, and y'all, I finished my early nipple walk, and y'all, you hear me say it from time to time, it's either feast or it's famine. Let me guess, Big Fatty, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, gentlemen, call it got started a little early there. Yes, Big Fatty, he did. Y'all, Friday, I don't know. It was probably about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, somewhere around there, in the hottest part of the day. Y'all, my muscly gentleman caller, Big Fatty, I just got to come over. And so y'all, he came over, and y'all, he had been working outside in the heat. Y'all, he was like a greased pig. Big Fatty, just what you like. And he came over, and y'all, it was, I know I say it all the time, but y'all, with him, it was just lovely. And y'all, it was, I just can't even begin. When he left, he was like, I don't want to leave, but I gotta go. And I said, thank you for calling. Before he came over for right morning, y'all, I was preparing the meal for Friday night. For Friday at Fatty's, we were going to have the tacos or the taco salad with all the the toppings bar and fresh fruit and chips and salsa and cheese dip. Y'all, I bought this cheese dip at the Von's East. Y'all, it was weird. It was just weird. I just bought it on Wednesday, so it hadn't gone bad or anything. But y'all, it was very vinegary. And Derwood and I each ate a little bit of it, but y'all, I threw it in the trash can when we were done. The Nip, he wouldn't eat the blue corn Doritos, because they're made of those black beans. I said, no, they're not. Oh, yeah, they are. You're just trying to sneak that in on me. I said, it's a corn chip. It's a Dorito tortilla chip made from blue corn. No, that's the black beans. So, y'all, black beans, Texas tea. I had that, and y'all, then I had peach cobbler. Y'all, if you have a Von's East near you, look for the Great American Cobbler Company. Y'all, they're usually right there by the Sara Lee cheesecakes. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It is the best cobbler around. Y'all, we've had the blueberry, and we've had the peach. Y'all, I think I like the blueberry a little bit better, but the peach was good. And we had a little sugar-free vanilla ice cream to go with it. And Anyway, y'all, it was a lovely evening. Y'all, it ended a little bit earlier than normal. It was just me and the Nip and Granny and Durwood. Young Nicholas, thoughts and prayers to young Nicholas and his co-workers, because y'all, is that Lesbeterian Delivery Service buying frenzy days coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday, and y'all, that just means that it's gonna be horrible, just horrible, I tell you, because you know those little Amazon Lesbeterian vans, they can handle all of it. So anyway, and it was a lovely evening, and y'all slept like a baby on Friday night. Y'all got up on Saturday, and y'all, I've been watching the sports ball. It's been very, very good. I turned it on Friday night after everybody left. Y'all, it was on the Apple Snack TV, but I still got it through my service that I paid for. And then on Sunday night, on Saturday night, it was the Fox, the regular Fox had the Atlanta Braves on. So I got to watch that without any kind of thing, just the TV machine. But y'all, we had another huge downpour on Saturday. And y'all, you know, I've been saving some things on the TV machine because I know in the summer times, Slim Pickens. Oh yes, Big Fatty, one of my favorite Hollywood actors, Slim Pickens. No, I mean, not much to choose from. Oh well, that's very different. Yes, it is. And y'all, I had recorded back in the fall. The full season of the new Press Your Luck. Now, y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. I go find the Press Your Luck for this season. It would have been the fall of 2022. Y'all, the first I've only gotten through the first four episodes. Y'all, I absolutely. The regular game in the first part of the show, it's just it's okay, but the bonus rounds of each of those shows, y'all, you will be on the edge of your chair. You will be on pins and needles. You will be screaming at the TV. Y'all, it's four of the most exciting quiz program bonus rounds that I have ever seen. And y'all, that's just the first four episodes. Lord knows what the rest of them are gonna be. But y'all, if you're just looking for something to entertain you, go get the Press Your Luck. Elizabeth Banks, y'all, she does a really good job on that show. Anyway, go download that and watch it. I guarantee that you will love it. Just love it. Like I said, Saturday night, I watched the sports ball and slept like a baby Saturday night. And y'all, I've been having trouble with my ear pods. One of them, the right one, wouldn't charge up. It would, and then all of a sudden it stopped working. So y'all, I went to the Apple Snack website, and my ear pods were still under the Apple Snack Care Plus. It expires like in August the 9th or August the 19th, something like that. Of next month, less than 30, well, about 30 days. And so y'all, I called up, spoke to a very nice young man, Larry, I believe was his name. Oh yes, Big Fatty, Larry at Apple Snack, he is just lovely, one of the best. And we had to go through a few little steps and all, and he says, all right, well, Big Fatty, we're gonna send you a new ear pod for the right ear, and then and a box for you to send the one you have now back.
And so, y'all, that's going to be coming this week. And but until then, y'all, I can still listen to my little shows with just the left ear pod while I'm out doing the nipple walks. So that's that. Y'all, I just heard the doorbell ring, so I'm guessing the nip is arriving. But y'all, after I finish my nipple walks on Sunday morning, y'all, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Much better timing, gentlemen callers. It's true. Y'all, got hit up on the scruff. On the scruff dating app, and there's a 32-year-old in town for a couple of weeks. I believe he's in the Navy, but he's here, and he's like, hey, big party. I said, hey. And he says, oh, big party, would you like to get together? I said, yes. He goes, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, he came over, and he was here, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes, and, y'all, it was lovely, just lovely, and, he, y'all, when he left, I went to put the special chai away, and y'all, I noticed he left his papas. So I sent him a little message. He said, and said, you left your poppers. He says, that's okay. I'll get them when I come back later on. And so y'all, he said he wanted to come back. So y'all, it sounds like he's coming back. He's going to be here for 2 weeks. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the only downside to that is that when I got up on Sunday morning, I washed the sheets on the bed in the chamber. So, anyway, yes, Big Betty, you'll have them fouled again before you know it. Well, anyway, but anyway, and then y'all had to recode the LFC a little bit early with old Veda. He and the Jar were going to some sort of outdoor wedding. Y'all, nothing says disaster like an outdoor wedding in July in Charleston. So, y'all, I guess they'll be afterwards, instead of going to the reception, they'll be heading over to take a sure, be Benny. But, y'all, and the Nip stopped by. And, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Oh, dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, y'all. Stay cool out there. I saw down in the Arizona, and down there, and a big penny. What about the surface of the sun? Well, I think a lot of places are competing with the surface of the sun. So, y'all, it's just hot. Be careful. Just be careful. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Blom Gods. And, Mr. Cackle, when you were down here, anything that you particularly remember about the nip?
We probably talked about the nip.
I really like him.
We don't deserve him.
Mm-mm. Well, don't get carried away. He was a 9 out of 100.
Oh, yes. Oh, we'll never forget. 9 out of 100. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.